Thank you, Madam President. As my minister indicated on Monday, my delegation is compelled to respond to the statement the Foreign Minister of Argentina gave immediately before him. I have to say my delegation was surprised that the Foreign Minister wanted to devote so much of his time to a matter that occurred 40 years ago and has been in the public domain for almost 20 years, rather than the very pressing current challenges to disarmament and international peace and security, not least the extraordinary, unprovoked and premeditated attack by Russia on Ukraine and the associated humanitarian catastrophe that is unfolding before our eyes. Be that as it may, as the UK government confirmed in 2003, the nuclear depth charges which the Foreign Minister referred to were already on board ships in the UK task force when it sailed at short notice to the South Atlantic at the outbreak of the 1982 conflict. There was never any intention of using the weapons during the conflict, and their presence did not break any disarmament treaties. No nuclear weapons were taken into Falkland Islands waters during the conflict, and all depth charges were returned to the United Kingdom at its conclusion. The United Kingdom ratified the protocols to the Treaty of Tlatelolco in 1969 and fully respects its obligations under those protocols. The UK will not use or threaten to use nuclear weapons against non-nuclear weapon states parties to and in compliance with the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Madam President, for the record, let me also reiterate that the United Kingdom has no doubt about its sovereignty over the Falkland Islands and South Georgia and the South Sandwich Islands and the surrounding maritime areas of both territories. The UK is steadfast in its support for the right of self-determination for the Falkland Islanders. This right is enshrined in the UN Charter and in Article 1 of the two UN Covenants on Human Rights. The Falkland Islanders have as much right to determine their political status and freely pursue their economic, social and cultural development as any other peoples. Argentina regularly refers to regional statements of diplomatic support for sovereignty negotiations over the Falkland Islands, including United Nations resolutions. However, none of these modifies or dilutes the obligation of all states to respect the legally binding principle of self-determination. This means there can be no dialogue on sovereignty unless the Falkland Islanders so wish, and they have been clear that they do not want dialogue on sovereignty. Argentina should respect the wishes of the Falkland Islands to decide their own future. The United Kingdom's relationship with the Falkland Islands and all of its overseas territories is a modern one based on partnership, shared values, and the right of the people of each territory to determine their own future. The Republic of Argentina continues to deny that this fundamental human right applies to the people of the Falkland Islands and actively seeks to deny the islanders' rights within international fora. This behaviour is wholly incompatible with the principles established in the United Nations Charter. The United Kingdom is not militarising the Falkland Islands. Our forces in the South Atlantic are entirely defensive and are maintained at the appropriate level to ensure the defence of the Falkland Islands against any potential threat. The United Kingdom will continue to keep its force levels under review. We undertake regular assessments of potential military challenges to the Falkland Islands to ensure that we retain appropriate levels of defensive capabilities, as we have done since our forces were deployed there in response to the illegal invasion of the islands by the Republic of Argentina in 1982. Madam President, having stated our position for the record, I will not take up any more of the conference's time on this issue, which is not relevant to our work. I would encourage the delegation of Argentina to do likewise. Similarly, Madam President, I will resist the urge to respond to the fabrications and flimsy justifications of the representative of Syria. Those responsible for the chemical weapons attacks perpetrated by the government of the Syrian Arab Republic in Syria on its own people will be held accountable. Thank you, Madam President.